What's up, gamers? We're here at PGX 2024, having a great day, playing some games, talking with great developers. I'm Travis with Guys Games and Beer.
This is Larry with Guys Games and Beer, and I just came off. I was doing a hokey pokey with the Psycho Stick, and they're like, "Hey, want to do an interview?" And I'm like, "Yeah." So I'm like, "But who with?"
Deion Hill, aka Twitch streamer Deion231.
All right, welcome to the show, Deion.
Thank you.
Yeah, so again, you were kind of coming to talk to us like about the streamer life as a fellow content creator. You're here at what brought you to PGX?
Fighting games, man. Fighting games.
All right, all right.
Fighting games.
Yeah, do you like commentating on it, playing both?
I'm both.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I do it both, man.
All right. What's your top mix right now?
I like Tekken. I'm a huge Tekken fan.
It's a good time. We're eating well as Tekken fans,
right? I want to know your take on Power Stone.
Okay. Ooh. Now.
You really just sound a zig right. Then
he just went like the whole thing.
Yeah.
He just said, you know
like
what?
Competitive fighting games. We're going to go obscure Dreamcast game from the 2000s.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I have never played Power Stone.
Oh.
I was a Project Justice guy.
That is an acceptable answer.
I was a huge rival.
Rival schools, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love rock.
All right.
But since Power Stone 1 and 2 is going to be the Arcade Collect Classics next year, I'm definitely going to be playing that.
Definitely
playing Power Stone.
Great, great party game for the, again, originally on the Dreamcast. But yeah, no, I'll say, Project Justice is Chef's Kiss, top tier answer.
Backing that off just a little bit from a specific. Do you prefer fighting games that are just one-on-one, or how do you feel about team versions of fighting games?
I play anything, just to be honest with you. I'm not good at Marvel vs. Capcom. I will never be good, but I'm going to have some fun with it. Like, I got people bodying me with Iceman daily. I'm like, I'm going to get cooked here. I just be just putting my controller down. I be seeing people do crazy combos on Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
So
I just be looking like this. How the heck can you do that? And I can't even do that.
I mean, I agree. I'm over there going kick, kick, punch, and they're like doing some flip thing. And
so again, you're a content creator. You're streaming live. Is fighting games kind of your main thing you do? What else
so
do you do on your channel?
I do varieties. I do games that like I grew up like playing. Like, for example, Resident Evil, Tekken, Silent Hill, those type of games.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you kind of have, like, a regular schedule you're on right now for specific days you're streaming?
Sometimes I do, like, Sundays through, like, Wednesdays if I can. I try to squeeze in Sunday through Thursdays. But it's like, if I have to stream early in the nighttime, I stream early in the nighttime. I'm not a late night owl anymore.
Yeah, right.
Because I got a morning job now, so.
Adult responsibilities are bullshit,
absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So anyone responsibilities get in the way of.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me about it. I try to get a big check, and rent just takes out 75% of it.
Luckily, we're here doing the important stuff. You know, it's about the game.
Right.
What have you enjoyed at PGX so far this year?
Just the people, the gamings, and just everything in between, man. Everything.
So you've been coming here for a couple of years, you were mentioning?
Since 2022, actually.
Heck yeah. This is our first year here at PGX.
And there's going to be many more for you guys.
Yeah, you can tell the energy here is great. They have great events, cool, you know, a lot of good, cool, like, consoles and interesting things.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get to check out a lot of other places. Fantastic pinball, arcade, the vendor section's been awesome. And obviously, the community's been wonderful.
And one more thing to add. So last year, me and my wife, as you see, who's crossbow is dragging off there, we do something called game hunting. So we hunt for the game's most expensive prices. We found a Pokemon Yellow Pikachu edition, not open from its cat like plastic. They wanted $1,000 for it.
Woo!
$1,000.
But so I don't often search for that game. What would you say a fair price for that exact thing?
If it's like not what the if it's not open, it's still in its packaging, it's fresh. I'm gonna throw $1,000 on it. I'm sorry, I gotta throw $1,000 on it.
Okay,
like,
so that's,
I gotta respect.
That's
I gotta respect. I gotta respect the price.
Has there been any other cool finds? Again, I saw some really great stuff on the vendor floor. I picked up a few things, but there's been some interesting things. Anything specific that even if you didn't buy anything interesting on the floor, you saw?
So this is last year. So, the woman that my wife is talking to right now. She got me like an early Christmas gift, early birthday gift. and it was a Street Fighter EX plus Alpha for the PS1.
Hell yeah.
She dropped $60 on it. I'm like, what? You dropped $60 on Street Fighter EX plus Alpha? It's just worth $80. That's just worth $100 on eBay. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. She gave it to me as a gift.
Good find's a good find, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, you've been here playing games and stuff. You've been doing any content for your stream here while you're at PGX?
I'm not casted as a streamer this year, but hopefully next year I will be. I'll have my own little table set up and everything. But, you know, hey, fingers crossed if I get into it.
So, immediate timetable after you're done here at PGX, what are you looking up coming on your stream now?
Silent Hill 2 Remake. I'm going to be playing that tomorrow night after PGX.
Perfect for spooky season.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and I'm a huge Silent Hill fan. And I've been playing Silent Hill ever since I was like 8, 9 years old. So learning how to do the puzzles, fighting Pyramid Head, running from Pyramid Head. Do more running than fighting, trust me.
I like Pyramid Head when he's in more pizza form.
For viewers who aren't watching, there was somebody who came cosplayed at 2DCon. They had a Pyramid Head made out of pizza boxes, and they had
that sounds fire.
They had a smock on, and then instead of a giant sword, they had a giant wood fire paddle, and they brought us pizza. I can understand why that's your favorite.
Hey, dang, they brought y'all pizza.
Where
is he at when we need him?
Right. So I can understand why that's your favorite Pyramid Head. A Pyramid Head that gives out pizza is probably the best Pyramid Head.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So, definitely better than the one that wants to hack me in half.
It's a hard decision. I really have to think about it for a little bit, but, you know, the balance is...
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, again, anything on the Tekken front you've been enjoying playing specifically character-wise? Or?
I'm learning Heihachi.
All right.
You know, learning Heihachi, and just now, earlier in the tournament, I had people swarm in my setup. Just to take pictures of the customization I did of Heihachi as Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, jeez.
That's awesome.
And I took a picture. They said 4 scores and 8 seconds ago.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's it's a good day to be eating as a Tekken fan, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Heihachi's really fun.
You have a regular play group you play with, a lab with or anything?
So I've been on and off. It depends on when my work schedule is. I go to... Pittsburgh FGC CMU Ken, you know, shouts out to Griffey Bone, Senryu Ken, Yuri. They're amazing people. When I was like past summer, I needed to get in a fighting game group to get my groove back.
Yeah.
They've been nothing but short of welcoming. And we do in casual nights, we do like old school games. So like I bring my PS2, we hop on some Def Jam Fight for New York.
Hell yeah.
Some Soul Calibur 2, which is worst game, Soul Calibur. Listen, I'm good at Tekken, but I'm not good at Soul Calibur.
I failed like 3 or 4 classes because of Soul Calibur 2. So, Spawn, the Xbox version with Spawn Man was
one of my best games. One of my best games.
Skipped so many classes because of that fucking game.
Look, Spawn was the best character in Soul Calibur, besides Link. We're not gonna disrespect Nintendo.
That's fair.
I ain't trying to get hit.
Spawn
no copyright.
Was pretty up there. So.
I ain't trying to get hit by the Nintendo police.
Yeah, I mean their table's pretty close. They're within earshot. So you gotta be careful.
Oh yeah.
So you know, on a slightly different subject, you're enjoying one of the Wisconsin's finest. What's your thoughts?
Man, this thing, I'm gonna tell you. So I love beer. I've been drinking beer since I was 13 in Alabama. And they're like, look, how is it incriminating? I ain't got nothing else to do in the South. But party, eat seafood boil, drink beer, and go to sleep. And play football. But this beer here, this is really good beer. I like it. And it's smooth. And I'm a beer guy.
So traditionally in our podcast, we do something called Beer Court. And we will ask a couple questions normally.
Uh-huh.
So the first question is, would you grab that out of a party cooler?
Absolutely. 100%.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. And then the next question is... would you order it at a pub?
I can swear, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Just give me some freaking wings and some beer like this. Shee-wee, boy, I'm going to be drinking.
Yeah, so that's the guy's Game to Beer's official rating scale.
As a thumbs up.
Well, in Alabama, we say two guns up.
All right. So if anybody's interested in checking out your stream, finding you on socials, where can they find you online?
So I have an Instagram, I have Twitter, and I also have Twitch.
Right.
And I also have a YouTube channel, but I export my videos, my live streams, to my YouTube. But we're trying to get something done where I can do both editing on both channels and then stream it and edit it and do that.
He edits.
No, I'm not the editor. I'm not.
So, yeah, real quick, one more time for the audience. Your socials on for any your preferred streaming
Twitch,
or Twitch, and what's your username again?
Dion231.
Dion231. Awesome. Yeah, we'll put it in. Again, right after the live is done, we'll update that. So, yeah, definitely check out. Again, we're going to get some spooky games going for Halloween, check out some fighting games, hang with friends.
Oh, also, there's another game October we're all playing, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just a few days away.
Oh, actually, yeah, it's like I get it on Tuesday on the 8th. So I got – because viewers helped me get the Ultimate Edition of the game.
Very cool.
Like, I was like, oh, crap. Y'all got me want to be – y'all want me to get – y'all want all the
stuff. I nearly cried when they did that, like, Toonami bumper-style commercial as a teaser.
Who did it cry?
Yeah, I was like –
who did not cry?
That's just going to hit me in the nostalgia.
Me, because I'm old.
Wait, hold on. How old are you?
53.
Get the heck out of here. like they say, a beer day keeps a good doctor away. You don't even look a day over 50, man. Hey, cheers to that. Come on, cheers to that.
Well, thank you so much for joining on this on the show. Again, we'll have links below to the socials. Again, we're here. I'm Travis with Guys Games and Beer at PGX 2024.
Drunken Lair. Guys Games and Beer. And we are, well, at the waning hours of the...
Waning hours? We still have another 6 hours of games to go. Yeah, we're having fun today.
Hey, hold on. I got a quick question.
Somebody put Larry to bed.
Hey, Larry, how many beers have you had today? How many beers you had today?
Probably 7. But that's not the point right now.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Again, enjoy the rest of PGX 2024. We'll have plenty of more coverage today and tomorrow, so keep tuning in. Cheers, guys.